Hello, hello, my friends, my family, my community, my tribe. Welcome to the Hippie Moms Podcast. Welcome back. I had a little time today and I wanted to hop on here. I really want to talk today about our winter wellness. Now, I did a podcast. Let's see, when was this? It was back in September of 2024, so about a year ago. I did share my winter wellness guide within that podcast. And so I'll put the link of that podcast. So if you want to listen to that, it really goes into specific things I have in my wellness chest, my wellness cabinet that I use constantly. And I recently came down with a really weird throat thing. And I want to share my process in that because there were some things that I went to right away. Now, we can call it a sore throat. I don't really know what to call it, but it was an experience that basically took me out for a whole day. And most sore throats, or if you were to have strep throat, would last about a week. And this potentially could have been it. I don't really know. We do not go to doctors in my house. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. By all means, use the resources you have. But Mother Nature is my medicine. It's our medicine. My kids, and I've shared this before, and I don't share this because I'm like, oh, look at me. I'm sharing this because when you live a holistic lifestyle and you have specific remedies and things in your medicine chest, right? Real medicine. I'm talking about real medicine. When you have these things, you don't need stuff from the doctors, specifically antibiotics. Oh my gosh, I steer clear from antibiotics as much as possible. Now, of course, my friends, some people, you need antibiotics. There are some extreme cases where antibiotics are important. But my kids have never given it. I've never given my kids any antibiotics. When they were little, I did because I didn't know better. I didn't understand that antibiotics actually wreck your gut. And your gut takes 6 months to heal, at least 6 months to heal from antibiotics. So I stay very far away from any type of Western medicine when it comes to flus and colds. Now, I will say when there is pain, when my child is in pain, or if I'm in pain, I will absolutely use certain over-the-counter pain medications very sparingly. It's not something that I advocate for at all, but there is a time and place. There's a time and place for everything, right? And I am very grateful for allopathic medicine when it comes to not chronic issues, right? But acute. So if we break our leg or we, like one time I cut my thumb open, right? Or, you know, there's many opportunities that modern medicine can actually be a huge help and a quick fix, but it's not something we want to be using every single day. I advocate for that. I say, listen, Mother Nature has so many incredible medicines. So I'm going to share what I did, and I went through the specific protocol that I did. That literally I was able to heal myself within a day. Okay. Now I'm not making any promises, but we're going to go a little bit deeper here because it's so important to get your mind on board when you are not feeling well, because I think that's the hardest problem. And in my podcast, my experience with COVID, which is actually one of my most listened to podcasts, it was such a big deal to get my mind on board, because a lot of times we can really go down the rabbit hole of sickness. I mean, not only that, but when I had COVID or whatever it was, I'm not going to even identify that I had COVID, because it's even in that sense, I was sick for 2 weeks. And it made my mind, it did something to my brain. Like it brought on a depression, and I was really fighting, or not fighting it, but I was aware of it. I was really aware of this mental lowness that I was experiencing. So it's really important, and I talk a lot about that in the podcast that I shared before, my winter wellness and my experience with COVID, on how important the mind is when we get sick. So after Thanksgiving, we come home on Friday, and that night, my throat hurt. I could just feel my left lymph node. It was getting swollen. And I go into to look in my throat, and I see that there is like, sorry, this is gross, but like pus. It was like there was like a sore on there. And that night it got worse. It felt like I was swallowing knives. Okay, it's been years since I've been this kind of sick, probably since my COVID experience in 2020, 2021. I don't remember, but it was a while ago. It's been years that I've actually been put in bed for something. And I always know intuitively that whatever we experience is, one, it's an emotional release. Two, it's an actual opportunity for our bodies to upgrade, and we are forced to rest. And so I really look at being sick as an opportunity to go inward and to just love and nurture myself. Now, the next morning I woke up and I sent my husband to the store, and I had him get a chicken. I had everything for broth. So bone broth, chicken broth, that is the real medicine. I'm going to tell you what. So I had him get that, ginger root, turmeric root, some green apples. We've had an Indian summer here in New Mexico, so I had celery growing in my garden, and garlic, and lemon. And that is my signature juice protocol. Now, if you don't have a juicer, you can also blend these ingredients up and then put them through a fine mesh strainer or a nut milk bag. But I juiced about an inch to an inch and a half of ginger. I mean, a lot of ginger. Two whole lemons, one green apple, probably 6 or 7 stalks of celery, and then 3 garlic cloves. And I drank this, and it's intense, my friends. Oh, and turmeric root, if you can get it, as much as you can, and turmeric root. And I drank it, and along with broth, and then I also had some nourishing teas. So I love licorice root. I love cloves. I love anise. I love fenugreek. So there's a lot of, you can look up, there's tons of herbs that can help you. And they're going to change depending on what you are experiencing, like mullein root or mullein root or mullein leaf, rather. Mullein leaf, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. Leaf is one of the best things for respiratory, anything respiratory. So I always have these things on in my medicine chest. I always have these things, always. Another really big thing that I am a huge proponent for is zinc. So I got zinc, magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin B. So I am just loading up. And also another thing, intuitively I knew when I couldn't really eat, to be honest with you. So I drank so much water. And the water that I drank is what I drink every morning. And that is it, that includes lemon and red sea salt. It's a Hawaiian red sea salt. It's really what we use. We do not use Celtic sea salt anymore because it actually has high levels of lead. So we stop using that, using this beautiful red sea salt that is high in iron, all these minerals, and I drink that, and I just drink that constantly. And the other thing is I rested, and I did lots of meditations. I laid there in the stillness of my heart and just called in the light. That's the biggest thing people don't really understand that we have access to. And this might get a little woo-woo, but you know, if you're here, you're a little bit woo-woo. And I even hate to say woo-woo because that's how other people that are not connected truly spiritually to our power to call light in, and also to call support from ascended masters, guides, angels of healing. I mean, I called in the big guns. I invoked my guides, my angels of healing and ascended masters that I work with. And I called them in and I put myself in a light chamber. And it was the most beautiful experience. It was so incredible. And I felt energy working through my throat. So you could also say you can do energy work. You can really keep it simple if you're like, I don't even know what this girl's talking about, of just bringing the light in, imagining light glowing at the top of your head and moving through your body. Now, a lot of us have a hard time doing this because we get so distracted. And many of us, when we're sick, we just sit and veg out on Netflix, right? Which, hey, listen, I got my time of Netflix. I finished a series, but I was here a whole day. So I watched a little bit of Gaia, and then the rest of the time, I was just laying in light chambers. So that night, I went to bed. I was still struggling. I didn't know if I was going to be better the next day. Oh my goodness, and elderberry, my friends, elderberry syrup. If you have not made elderberry syrup, or the power of elderberries is the best brand I've found of elderberry syrup that doesn't have a bunch of like glucose or fructose or a bunch of crap in it. So I highly recommend making your own elderberry syrup, and I will make sure that I put that in the show notes. So Winter Wellness Guide, elderberry, and the two podcasts that you can listen to regarding, because this is the season. Now, another big thing that I want to talk about, once I kind of close up my experience here, we're going to go into what are some things daily we can do that don't cost any money that are really going to support our immune systems during the holidays. So I woke up the next morning and I was stunned. I was, because every time I would swallow, and we don't actually, I've never realized how much I actually swallow. Like, we swallow so much. And so here I am swallowing. It was so painful. And lo and behold, I woke up the next morning and I felt better. My lymph node was still swollen. I did move through a fever at night. And that's another big thing I want you to remember, mamas, is never, ever suppress a fever. Now, obviously, again, if your child is in pain, okay, I will always make them comfortable, okay? I will do whatever I can, and whatever I give them, if it's not of the highest integrity, I bless it with my hands, okay? Everything I give them, I bless with my hands. And I know that we can truly clear anything that we put in our mind and body. And this is something that I really want to remind us, is that we're not going to be able to be perfect. Sometimes we're going to eat the crap food. Our kids are going to, right? I cannot control my children anymore. All I can control is what comes into my house. They make their own money. They make money through chores. They spend their money on what they want. I can't control that. Eventually, we have to let go. But we also have to remember that how we think about anything really does set the stage on how it responds in our body. And so I tell my children, every time you eat something that quote unquote might not be healthy for you, before you eat it, say, either in the quietness of your heart or out loud if you're home with me, you know, you can do this. Everything I eat nourishes and sustains me. Everything I eat nourishes and rejuvenates me. Everything I eat nourishes and restores my body to health. So you can use any of those, but that's something I always do before I eat, is I always affirm that what I'm consuming, no matter what it is going to support my body. And the placebo effect is so powerful. Now, if you say this and you don't believe it, you're canceling the qualities out. So it really comes in, you have to start to really get on board that your mind is the most powerful thing. It's beyond any action you can take, right, to try and be perfect. It's really about getting your mind on board, knowing that your mind is a powerful tool. It is a horrible master. So if you're still run by your mind, which most of us are, let's be honest, and you haven't integrated meditation or stillness, or maybe you're starting, right? I will never, ever stop advocating for meditation, for implementing stillness in your life, because it has changed my life so much. Oh my gosh, I feel so much more connected. And so when these moments come, when I get sick, I trust myself so much. I trust my body. I know that everything that is unfolding is exactly for the highest good of myself. And also when my children aren't well. So I always make sure I'm just supporting them, not honestly, with a quiet knowing in my heart and telling them that they're safe. They're so safe to be going through whatever they're doing. I make them as comfortable as possible. I always place my hands on where they might be hurting. I say a prayer. I call into the healing angels. I make affirmations knowing that we're so supported. And always letting, going back to the fever, always letting fevers run, of course, unless my children are uncomfortable. Now, I'll do whatever I need to do to let the fever run its course, but my fever ran its course. I woke up the next day and I felt amazing. And honestly, everyone was pretty surprised, because if you could have seen the sore in my mouth, you would have thought literally, like, it did scare me for a minute. It did scare me. I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to have to go to the ER? My husband's like, listen, I think we might need to take you in. I'm like, no, I know intuitively I was okay. Now, of course, we're not here, you know, we have to trust our intuition. So we're never overriding our intuition. If we really get centered with ourselves, we always know what we need to do for ourselves, for our family. And I find that it is such an honor to be a holistic mother. Like, it really is. I have so much gratitude to have the knowledge and the wisdom that I do after through my entire experience of living in ignorance, to finally awaken and know that not only the power of our minds, the energy that we hold in our bodies, how we can direct our energy, the spiritual realm that is there to support us. But, you know, just so you know, we cannot be helped unless we invoke our free will and we ask. And so that's something I just got to plant here, because if you are not asking for help from the masters, from the angelic beings, from those that are here to support us, that are so close to us, they're closer to us than our nose. Just because we can't see them doesn't mean they're not there. And I know in my truth and through many experiences, I have direct experience with these incredible beings, and they're here to help us, but they can't help us unless we call to them. So I'm really bringing in another element here in the sickness. It's a spiritual element. And it's really important that day to day that we stay connected to ourselves, so that when life, right, takes us for a loop, things are going to happen, it's out of our control completely, that we can stay centered in ourselves. Because when I used to get sick, I used to go like out of my mind, you know, so stressed, I would forget about all the things that I needed to do to support myself. You know, my family felt like I didn't feel that my family could support me. I mean, they can't really support me unless I'm telling them what to do. So it's really about the day-to-day things that we're doing to help our immune system. And I know that's kind of a weird segue into this, but I really want to talk about what are the things that we can do every day to support our bodies, especially during the cold season. Now, number one and the most important thing that I do every day, regardless of light, whether there's tons of light out in the morning or it's a cloudy day, if there's snow on the ground, if the earth is frozen, whatever, I always go out when the sun is somewhat in the sky, right? We have mountains to the east, so it takes a minute for our sun to come up. I always go outside. I get sunshine in my eyes, not wearing contacts, not wearing glasses. Do not have UV protection for your eyes. This is another thing I'm just going to segue here for a minute. I have learned that having UV protection in your eyes is actually detrimental. We need the full light spectrum in our eyes constantly. That is why people that wear sunglasses, especially if you wear them out at the beach, you're most likely to get sunburned, because your eyes perceive the light rays, the intensity, and through your skin, it can adjust its protection. But if you're taking out that light, your skin's confused. So I no longer wear sunglasses ever. Look this up. This is science. Look it up. There's tons of studies coming. I also have changed my contacts to no UV protection. So nothing I wear, nothing I have has UV protection in it. Now, when I go outside in the morning, my eyes, I do not have my contacts in or my glasses, and my feet on the earth. So when you put your feet on the earth, and I stand there for at least a minute, And if I'm really going to be honest, I go to each direction of the north. I go to the east, the south, the west, the north, the sky, and the earth. And I find a quiet place of gratitude for all four directions, everything above and below me that's supporting me throughout the day. And I sit there and I allow that light to move through me. I allow the Mother Earth, the ions to come up through my feet. And just, I feel like a big fresh breath of fresh air. And I never, ever, ever look at my phone in the morning, at least 30 minutes to 45 minutes. I never pick up my phone. Now, of course, I'm going to look what time it is or if I have text messages that might be urgent. But other than that, there's no looking at social media, no email, no news. Actually, I never watch the news. So that is really big because you're waking up, you're setting the tone, right? Another thing I always do, it depends on my morning, is I always find stillness anywhere from 7 to 11 to 12 minutes, depending on what I'm doing. I do specific meditations, visualizations, just to get my mind right. And I have to tell you, that is life-changing. We think we have to get up and run and respond to the world. That is a big illusion. I've now realized I can take my time. Now, you might need to wake up a little bit earlier, and I love to sleep. But through this conscious alignment to getting myself here and now, waking up with more awareness, time is slow for me. I have to tell you, I do not wake up. I used to wake up, yell at the kids, feel like I had 50 billion things to do, running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I would yell at my kids. I was always just like, oh, here we go again. And I, listen, I have so much compassion and grace for moms that are in that space because, man, I lived there for a very long time. But once you get there, you can't live there forever because honestly, I was going to die in this stress. I was doing all the right things, but I was literally sick with stress. So through time, through knowing what truly serves me, waking up and spending some time to myself, right? Just breathing, acknowledging the precious life force that moves through me. And then I move through my day. And then before I drink anything, I never drink coffee first thing. I always drink a big glass, 32 ounces of my lemon water with my pink salt, red salt rather. I'm going to put that, the red salt, in the podcast and the show notes too. I get it on Amazon. It's from Hawaii. It's beautiful. Oh my gosh, it's the best salt. I use it in everything. And I drink that. Okay. And then I always move. Usually in the morning, things come up in the morning once I get the kids off to work. Now, I do have quite a beautiful schedule. I've cultivated that in my life. So you're going to have to find your own way. But moving the body is absolutely imperative. Now, one of the things I recognize that was really big for me, especially when I woke up, I had things I had to do in the morning, right? Appointments, I had meetings, whatever that was. We have a rebounder, and a rebounder is a small trampoline. We use it all the time. I wake up, and in the morning at some time, I go and I jump on that for 5 minutes, and it moves the lymphatic system. Now, think about the lymphatic system is a river, but it doesn't move. The river will not move unless you move. So when you move, you begin to move your lymphatic system, and that's the trash system of your body. That's another thing I did when I wasn't feeling well with my throat thing. I'm just going to call it the throat thing. I jumped on the trampoline. I didn't have a lot of energy, but I would jump on it a minute here and there to help move my lymphatic system. Because when you sit around all day, you're literally just sitting in your trash juices and you've got to move them. So I love the rebounder. That's why I love yoga. There's a lot of different simple movements that you can do. One of the things that I also love to do is when I brush my teeth every morning and every night, it takes 2 minutes to do that, right? So I have a band, one of those workout bands, and I do a little workout with my legs. I sidestep, I squat, and then I do pulses back with each leg and forward with each leg for 30 seconds each or 30 reps each. So two times a day, right? Think about this. Two times a day for 2 minutes. I'm going to do the math here with you. So 2 times 4 times 365 days. That is 2,920 minutes divided by 60 is 48 hours. That's 2 days every year of straight working out, okay? Complete straight working out. So think about that. We just find little ways to bring these healthy habits into our lives. Okay, so again, moving our bodies, right? So important. And so the last thing, of course, now I'm going to state the obvious, eating real whole food. And especially in the winter, for us, it comprises of a lot of nourishing soups. Nourishing soups, lots of really good, high quality meats, really good vegetables. And I do make my own sourdough bread, my own yogurt, my own kombucha. So listen, I'm not saying you have to get on that level with me. And if you're interested in any of that, please email me, Becky@thehippiemoms.com, if you're interested, because I am thinking about making a yogurt broth and kombucha workshop, like a small little workshop, just to help moms learn how to make these nourishing foods. And I also ferment all of my vegetables. I have a great podcast here. It's a wild fermentation podcast. Highly recommended. After my podcast with, I cannot remember her name off the top of my head. Anyway, that was another podcast, The Wild Fermentation. I'll put that in the notes too. I'm just making myself a note. After I did that podcast, I started making my own fermentation, and it's amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's because fermented foods are so ridiculously expensive, and you can get a half gallon jar of fermented foods, and it cost me $5. Like, it's ridiculous. And also with yogurts too. I need to do a whole other podcast about that. So that's another thing, is we always want to make sure, as long as you don't have a histamine intolerance or you have a SIBO or major gut issues, eating fermented foods is really important every single day. That's where I'm at, you guys. You know, I really want to support this community in a way that it's not like you feel like you have billions of things to do, okay? Because I feel like sometimes that's how it can feel, especially for me when I go on, listen to tons of podcasts of health people, or I go on Instagram, which I don't frequent social media anymore. I just can't even, energetically, I just don't resonate with it. I would always feel like, oh, I have so much to do and I have so much to buy. And I want to encourage you that there are so many things that you can do to help your health that don't require a lot of money or a lot of thought. It's really about changing and making these micro habits. And I wanted to do this podcast because as we go into the new years, a lot of us think, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do this. And we fail at that because just the idea of doing what we're setting out to do is stressful. And we don't trust ourselves and we sabotage ourselves. So even if it's one simple habit, waking up in the morning, waiting on your coffee and drinking lemon and salt water, or getting yourself a rebounder and jumping for 5 minutes in the morning, or waking up and breathing and doing a short meditation. It could even be a 2-minute meditation. It doesn't take that long to get connected and centered with yourself. Or even don't pick up your phone for 30, 45 minutes. Let it be. And also, don't judge people who don't do the things you do, because that's just toxic, okay? We got to let people do what they're going to do. And that's a whole other conversation. So I thank you for joining me. I really wanted to share this recent sick experience and just share kind of how I moved through it. I also wanted to share these micro habits that I do every day that I know intuitively support my body, my mind, my soul, and also help me show up as the calm, loving mother that I've always wanted to be, friends, always wanted to be. Now, I still get super annoyed and irritated with my kids, but the yelling, the irritated, the frustrated, the projection of my own inner wounds on my children no longer exists. It's a freaking miracle. It's a miracle. And I invite you into that path with me, because if you do not take care of yourself and you do not put yourself up first and center, Now, of course, there's going to be things we got to take care of our family. We get to take care of our family. There's going to be times where we're not able to take care of ourselves. But when that time is done, we come right back to front and center. And it's not about I'm the most priority. No, I'm taking care of myself so I can take care of all of you, that I can create a space, that I can create a home of love, of calm. And remember, our children, our family, they co-regulate with us. They co-regulate with us. So if we're stressed, we don't feel safe. That's what our children are going to feel. So it's vital. It's vital, mamas, that all of this that I'm sharing with you today is the utmost important, to take care of yourself. Whether you're sick, whether you're healthy, always, always look to how you can support your mind, body, and soul. And what I do may not resonate with you. You might have other things and other micro habits that work for you. Good for you. That's perfect. I'm just giving you some examples of what's worked for me. And there are so many that I just don't have time to share here today. So I thank you. I love you. I am so grateful for all of you. And I just want to send you so much love during this holiday season. I know moms make the magic. And I used to always come into the season with frustration and irritability that I have to do it all. And you can actually listen to some of my podcasts around the holidays where I actually share this this kind of energy. But I've shifted now in that it is a beautiful contribution to my family, and that I get to do it, and I do it with love and not expectations of what I'm going to get or how people receive what I give. Like, I'm doing it for me and for the contribution of my family, rather than I want people to notice me. I want people to see that I'm worthy. I need people to validate me. And when you come from that place of centeredness, which you can only achieve through stillness and meditation, it's the only way, friends, then you can come from your powerful, powerful sovereign being. And there's nothing better than that. Come be sovereign with me. Come be present with me, okay? All right, well, I'm going to give you all these resources. I also have my email. If there's any topics that you're really curious about, if there's anything else you have questions about, send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. All right, everyone, have a beautiful day. And I'll catch you on the next Tippy Moms podcast.